President Bush uses the S word.
This administration is doing everything we can to end the stalemate.
A stock market rally. Is the worst over?
The confession period on Wall Street is largely behind us now.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. For the first time in 10 days of discussions with China, President Bush called the stalemate a stalemate today, but he kept the emphasis on patience. CBS News correspondent Mark Nolder reports.
Despite the use of the word stalemate, the president still believes the standoff with China can be resolved.
I urge the Chinese to bring resolution to this issue. It's time for our people to come home.
But conceding the process is slow going, the president urged Americans to be patient, saying diplomacy sometimes takes a little longer than people would like. And he politely turned down an offer from Reverend Jesse Jackson to launch a private mission to free the 24 Americans held by China. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Bush got another report today from Brigadier General Neil Seelock, the U.S. military attaché who's been visiting the detainees. He says they're now able to exchange emails with their families and they're still being treated well. But they're also being interrogated, as CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
The Americans detained in China are being questioned by Chinese officials, and spokesman Craig Quigley says they're free to answer the questions as they see fit.
The name, rank, and serial number strictures are those that are in place for a prisoner of war, an inappropriate description to describe what we have here.
Quigley says they may talk to some extent about their flight.
They're precluded from discussing classified information, the details of the capabilities and limitations of their equipment.
He says the Pentagon trusts the crew knows what they can and can't disclose. Close to the Chinese. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
Have your own business?
Yeah, a restaurant.
Let's earn you a trip to Hawaii.
Okay.
Sign up for the membership rewards program from American Express and you get points for the things you buy.
All right. I spend $2,000 a week on meat, $1,000 on produce, $1,000 on fish.
Times 52 weeks. That's 200,000 points a year.
Use the small business card and I'm off to Hawaii.
You got it.
So why would I pay any other way?
What can we do for your business? Click on Small Business at AmericanExpress.com. Enrollment required. Terms and conditions apply.
His two front teeth are missing. His ears are practically aerodynamic. He wears capes made of bath towels and snow boots in July. The world sees a funny-looking kid. You see an angel. You'd give the world a glimpse of him through your eyes if you could. You give him chicken with no hormones and no steroids added because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
With technology issues leading the way, the stock market surged ahead today, the Dow closing above 10,000 for the first time since March 15th. It gained 257 points to finish at 10,102, while the NASDAQ rose 106 points to 1851. Alexis Christophorus of CBS Market Watch, follow the action.
An encouraging sign is that the rally was broad-based. Nearly every sector rose with the exception of drug and gold stocks. So it looked like investors fell back in love with tech stocks, at least for today.
For tomorrow, the market might react to Motorola's announcement after the close, its first quarterly operating loss in 16 years, $206 million or 9 cents a share. That's more than many analysts expected. Attorney General John Ashcroft went to Oklahoma City today and met with relatives of Timothy McVeigh's victims who want to witness his execution on closed-circuit TV. Ashcroft promised a decision by the end of the week.
I'm going to do what I can to accommodate the needs of these families. That has to be done in conjunction with the needs for justice in the culture.
McVeigh is scheduled to die May 16th. In San Antonio this morning, police were chasing a car carrying three burglary suspects when it jumped the curb and hit two people sitting on a bench at a bus stop. They were killed. Sergeant Gabe Trevino, a police spokesman, was asked if the tragedy will lead to any changes in procedure.
We don't have the perfect answer for chases. Sometimes they're felony suspects. We're going to continue that to the point to where it gets too dangerous.
Eminem learned his penalty today for carrying a concealed weapon in Warren, Michigan.
I am going to sentence the defendant to 2 years probation.
Judge Antonio Viviano insisted the rapper wasn't getting off easy.
I consider probation to be a punishment for offense. I don't think it's a lark, and I don't think it's a slap on the wrist.
28-year-old Eminem, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, was found with an unloaded gun after a ruckus outside a nightclub last June. Police say Mathers hit a man who'd kissed his estranged wife, Kim. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Drivers face many distractions in the car. Don't let your wireless phone be one of them. Before using your wireless phone while driving, ask yourself, will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? Also, use your phone's hands-free option. Remember, state laws prohibit distracted driving. The wireless phone industry reminds you to drive safely. Safety, your most important call. Visit www.driveresponsibly.org.
We are a nation of immigrants.
Millions of us are now working in this country. Will we take your job?
Take your job.
Your job?
Or help keep your business running?
On an ongoing basis, the New York Times looks at all sides of the immigration issue.
When was the last time something you read
changed your perspective?
Pick up a copy or call 1-800-NY-TIMES for home delivery. The New York Times. Expect the world.
Experts say it's a dangerous new drug abuse trend, people becoming addicted to prescription painkillers, sedatives, and stimulants. Dr. Timothy Condon of the National Institute of Drug Abuse says it starts as legitimate medication.
Sometimes people become dependent on these, and then that can lead to abuse and addiction. They'll seek them either by legitimate means, or they may seek them on the black market.
It's estimated that 4 million Americans abuse prescription drugs. Genes determine the color of your eyes and your hair, and they may also decide whether you suffer from a painful spine ailment. CBS News reporter Pamela McCall has the story.
The study done in the U.S. and Finland shows a genetic mutation raises the risk of sciatica. That's a spinal disc disease that affects the body's largest nerve and can cause severe pain. Research head Lena Alakaka from Tulane University says until now, it was believed that human activity was a major cause. Not so anymore.
There are inherited factors. So this is a genetic disease.
Alakaka says in about 10 years, a gene therapy should be available to treat those at risk of developing sciatica. Pamela McCall, CBS News, New York.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Is the stock market giving you the jitters? Are you worried about your retirement plans? Or are you just overwhelmed by debt? Hi, this is Susie Orman. My book, The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom, will change the way you respond to money. I'll put you in charge of your finances and give you back control of your life.
The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom by Susie Orman, the number one New York Times bestseller. Now in paperback from Three Rivers Press, wherever books are sold.
Let me ask you something here. What could be less productive than listening to a radio commercial about your digital printing output? Well, I'll tell you what's less productive. Listening to your coworkers whine all day about your digital printing output. You want what they want. Dependable digital printing output, period. So what you both want is Ricoh.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
Last week, the online music service MP3 claimed victory in a copyright infringement case when a federal court jury in New York awarded less than $300,000 in damages to the plaintiff, TV Tunes. But now, that's in doubt. The jurors, one of them a math teacher, say they'd intended to award nearly $3 million but made a mistake in arithmetic. Now the judge has to decide whether to change the amount, let the original verdict stand, or declare a mistrial and start all over again with a jury that's better at math. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, April 10th, 2001. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.